Yours.
If it belongs to the both of you, you say it.
Ours.
If it belongs to you, you say it.
Belongs to me. It's mine.
If you say it belongs to a man, to him, you would say it's...
It's Jack's.
Well, don't give me the name. Just say it belongs
to him.
All right. What about if it belongs to a woman? You would say it belongs to...
Huh.
All right. And if it belongs to, you know, a few people, you know, quite a few people, it belongs to them.
How them. Them.
All right. People have come, have been to visit you, and they're about to leave. You say to them, blank, come back again.
Do come back again. Goodbye.
All right, you're referring to all of them, and you're telling all of them to come back again.
All of you come back again.
All right. Now, if somebody...
Now, I know what they want you to say right there. They want you to say, you all will come back again.
Right. Don't say that. Okay. Okay. Now, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave, and you were asking about the wraps, you would say, where are...
Your wraps.
Okay. Asking about people at a party, you'd say, blank had been there.
Yes, she's been here.
No,
been.
You'd be asking about somebody. You'd say, oh, blank.
Have they been here tonight?
Did all right. Or what's come? Another way? What's another way you say, blank?
They didn't come tonight. Or why didn't they come tonight?
What about who was here tonight?
Yeah.
All right. When you're asking about a speaker's remarks, you might say, blank, did he say?
I said, what did he say?
Okay. If no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
If no one else will do it for him, you say he'd better do it
for himself.
What is made of flour baked in loaves?
Bread.
Is there any other term other than just bread that you call it? When it is made to rise with yeast, you call it?
Yeast bread.
Okay.
Self-rising bread and several names there.
All right.
We had that at home.
What kinds of bread, what other kinds of bread are not made in loaves? You bake a pan of blank.
Biscuit.
All right. What other kind of bread made? All right, we mentioned biscuit.
And bread.
Bread. What other things do we serve at the dinner table? You know, for bread, biscuit, what else?
Buns.
Buns, okay, what else?
And cornbread.
Okay. All right. What other kinds of bread other than just cornbread that are made of the cornmeal can you think of?
Yes, I can think of crackling bread and corn muffins.
What else?
And corn cake.
All right. I'm thinking of a bread that was... perhaps it was made in a skillet. It's a little like, I think it's a little like cornbread, but it has a little red pepper mixed in with it. And
and that is called, oh dear Lord, it's gone from me right there. Pong bread.
Pong bread?
That's what that's called.
Do you know how that word came about, pong bread?
Yes. How I know how they said it came about.
Yes.
Well, in the olden days, they cooked on a fireplace, and they had these little iron skillets that had little feet on them. The feet were about an inch high, I believe. And they would hold 2 pounds of this bread, or either 1 pound. And they made these little things into pounds, and they cooked them. And they put them in there first, and then when they put the pounds in this frying the skillet thing, they put some grease in there, and then they put the bread, and then make them shape them into pones.
And the pone was the shape of this
the little pan? The pone was the shape, no. The pone would be the shape of the bread they put in the pan.
Oh,
the
I
pan
see.
Was round.
Round, right.
And it would put salt, and some people put pepper, but mostly you just put salt.